sangue, Jesus. I'm telling you, healing, deliverance has begun to happen. The Lord is beginning to fight the battle strategy. To praise him. The battle strategy is that he alone will be our focus. He is Elkanah. He's a jealous God. He will never share his glory. Thank you. Lord, equip us again tonight as we've come to the table. As we eat the body of Jesus tonight. And drink the blood. Thank you for making us part of you. And because we are your body, no evil can befall your body. No sickness can dwell in your body. And anyone who touches us touches you, because we are part of you. Thank you, thank you. Please, Isipe, can you come and my wife, Ura, please just serve everybody the communion. Hold it tight in your hand and I will tell us what we're going to do. Just everybody, serve them the bread. Serve them. It's there. Where's Isipe? So one, to please cover this side. Just split to my right. And then to my left. So somebody cover that place. Please everybody be praying. Be praying. Be praying. We have not come to... When I say pray, praise. Keep praising. As you are holding this in your hand tonight, don't stop. Don't stop praising. Don't stop praising. Don't stop praising. Sing a new song. Lord, praise is waiting for you. In love assembly, praise waits for you, O God. Praise, praise. We are here to praise you. I am here to praise you, and I praise you. Oh, I praise you. I praise you. Just the strings and the voices. Lift up your voice. Don't stop at any point tonight to praise. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Just praise. Express it in words. Express it in words. If you can sing, sing. But just praise him. Just praise him. Just stream silently. Thank you, Jesus. Hear the word of the Lord tonight. It says, praise is comely to the upright. What that means is that praise is befitting to anyone who the Lord has sanctified and made his righteousness in Christ Jesus. One simple translation says, praise looks good on you. When you praise God and that's all, his glory comes upon you. It transforms your looks. His glory comes, you look beautiful. You look more handsome. His glory comes upon you and his favor comes, surrounds you like a shield. And that's why people will just favor you, because you look good, because praise looks good on you. Praise looks good. Father, thank you. Thank you. Praise is due to you, O God, here in Liverpool. To you shall the vows be performed. Oh, you who hear prayer, to you we all flesh come tonight. And when iniquities prevail against us, you atone for our transgressions. Blessed are we, because you've chosen us and you've brought us near to yourself tonight to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house the holiness of your temple. By awesome deeds, you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Please sit down for a few minutes. We're going to take the communion, but let us equip ourselves. Every single battle we face in life has a battle strategy for us to win. The Bible describes us as more than conquerors. I don't know if Kurush, does everybody understand me, or if you want to translate, you can be translating. When you are translating like that, you actually make me feel like I'm in a crusade. To God be the glory. Every battle we face in life,
هر نبردی که در زندگی ما وجود داره و باش روبرو هستیم,
God has a battle strategy, a plan.
خداوند برای اون نبرد و جنگ نقشه ای داره.
On how we will win that battle.
که چجوری ما در این نبرد پیروز بشیم.
Whether you believe it or not.
اگر ما حالا قبول داریم, ایمان داریم یا ایمان نداریم.
For as long as we are on this earth.
تا زمانی که در این روی این زمین هستیم ما,
you are constantly in a battle.
ما به طور دائم در اون نبرد هستیم, در اون نبرد روحانی.
From the day you are about to be conceived in your mother's womb.
از لحظه ای که ما در درون رحم مادرمون قرار میگیریم,
the battle started.
این نبرد شروع میشه.
When your father released what he released because of the children. Yeah. When your father released you into your mother's womb,
از همون لحظه‌ای که پدر و مادرت شما همدیگر رو می‌شناسن,
there were many other people,
خیلی از مردم هستن,
that were battling with you,
که با شما بر علیه شما می‌جنگن,
اون نبرد, to get to that one egg of your mother,
که اون هسته‌ای که قرار در رحم مادر قرار بگیره نشه.
So your battle,
و این یک نبرد از همون لحظه شروع میشه.
Started from your mother's womb.
از همون لحظه در رحم مادر تو شروع میشه.
But I've got good news for you now.
Yeah.
I have good news.
ولی یک خبر خوب دارم برای شما.
You are here.
شما الان اینجا هستید.
Tonight.
امشب.
Because you already won the first battle.
برای اینکه شما اولین نبرد و پیروز شدید در اونجا, الان خدا شما رو خلق کرده و الان اینجا هست.
You are the first person to get to that egg.
شما اولین شخصی بودی که در اون تخمدان مادرت قرار گرفتی.
In your mother's womb.
در رحم مادرت.
So you are a winner already.
و شما اون نبرد رو بردی و الان اینجا هستی.
But then the day you were born.
شما امروز متولد شدی, تولد تازه پیدا کردی.
When you came out,
وقتی که اومدی بیرون,
a new battle began.
از رحم مادر که بیرون اومدی, اون نبرد شروع شده.
You could have been killed by the midwife.
شما میتونستید کشته بشید توسط اون کسی که شما رو به دنیا آورده, اون قابله.
The doctor would have given you a wrong injection.
یا دکتر امکان داشت یک آمپول اشتباهی بزنه و شما از بین برید.
But God did not let it happen.
ولی خدا اجازه نداد این اتفاق بیفته.
And that's why you are here today.
دست به همین دلیل است که شما امشب اینجا هستید.
I want you to celebrate yourself.
میخوام برای خودتون کف بزنید برای این پیروزی.
That you are a winner.
که شما پیروزی در خداوند.
And God has designed you.
و خداوند شما رو طراحی کرده.
To always win.
که همیشه پیروز باشید.
But
اما
we need to know how to win the battles of life.
ولی ما نیاز داریم بفهمیم که چه جوری میشه در این نبردی که دائم هست پیروز باشیم.
For every single battle you will face in your life.
برای تک تک نبردهایی که ما رو در رو میشیم باهاش در زندگی,
there's a battle plan.
این یک نبرد هست.
That God will always give you.
که خداوند در اون نبرد با شما هست، با ما هست.
If you ask him every time you are faced with a battle.
به شرطی که شما از خدا بخواید که کنار شما باشه در این نبرد.
The problem we have.
مشکلی که ما داریم
is that we don't ask.
اینه که ما از خدا نمیخوایم.
So we go into the battles of life.
وقتی که ما میخوایم وارد اون جنگ روحانی بشیم
trying to fight
و سعی میکنیم که بجنگیم
but we don't know how to fight
ولی نمیدونیم که چه جوری باید بجنگیم.
In Judges chapter 1
کتاب داوران فصل 1
the Bible tells us
کلام مقدس ما میگه که
that after the death of Joshua
بعد از مرگ یشوع
the people of Israel
مردم اسرائیل
inquired of the Lord
از خداوند خواستند که
who shall go up first for us
کی قراره که نفر اول بشه و پیشاپیش ما حرکت کنه رهبر ما باشه
against the Canaanites maybe bring your fussy Bible so that you can be reading it as it's there. Please celebrate brother Kurush. So we're in Judges chapter 1. Yes. I would like to know how
we call it Davaran.
What the Judges. How the Farsi interprets Canaanites. So what's Canaanites in Farsi? Who shall go first for us against the Canaanites?
Canaanion. Yes.
Canaanion. So they realized there was a battle.
اونا اینو فهمیدن درک کردن که یک نبرد در پیشه.
And they did not want to go and fight the battle.
ولی نمیخواستن برن و این جنگو شروع کنن.
They recognized that only God.
ولی فهمیدن اینو که فقط خدا هست.
Who created them.
که اونها رو خلق کرده، خالق اونهاست.
And knows the end.
ولی همه چی رو میدونه، آخر داستان رو هم میدونه.
From the beginning.
از اول تا آخر
and knows what is ahead
و خداوند میدونه که چه چیزی در پیش هست
only God
فقط خدا هست که میدونه
can give them a battle plan
فقط خدا بود که میتونست بهشون در اون نبرد بهشون کمک کنه تا پیروز بشه
on how to fight the Canaanion
که چجوری با کنعانیان مبارزه کنند
so God
خداوند گفت
answered them
یهودا برایت
this is how to fight
این همون شکل هست که خداوند میخواد که ما با اون نقشه به جنگ شیطان بریم به جنگ دشمن بریم
جوده
یهودا
shall go up first
یهودا برایت اینک من این سرزمین را به دست یهودا تسلیم کردم
behold
آنگاه یهودا
I have delivered the land into his hand.
میگه که خداوند میفرماید من به دست یهودا این سرزمین را تسلیم کردم.
Imagine
تصور کنید
they did not ask.
تصور بکنید اگر که اسرائیلیان از خداوند طلب
God
سوال نمی‌کردند.
God would not have told them how to fight.
و خدا 100% به اونا نشون نمیداد که چجوری باید وارد این نبرد بشند.
Can you see why the Bible tells us?
همونجوری که می‌بینیم چجوری است که کلام خدا به ما میگه که
that the reason we don't have
دلیلی هست که اون چیزی که ما لازم داریم
is because we don't ask.
به این دلیله که وقتی چیزایی که ما لازم داریم بهش نمی‌رسیم به خاطر اینه که از خدا نمی‌خوایم، سوال نمی‌کنیم.
Everybody lift up your hands.
همه دستامون رو بلند کنیم با هم
and ask God for that battle you are fighting now
و از خداوند بخوایم که در این نبردی که پیش روی ماست در زندگی به ما نشون بده که چه جوری بجنگیم در این
show me how to fight this battle
به من نشون بده ای خداوند که چگونه در این نبرد
پیش
بشه دعا کنیم و از خداوند بخوایم
whatever the battle is
که مهم نیست که این نبرد چه نوع نبردی هست
battle at work
نبردی هست در اون کار محل کارمون
battle in school
در مدرسه است
battle over your children
با نبردی هست که با بچه هاتون دارید در رابطه با بچه‌هاتون.
The battle your family is facing right now.
در مشکلی هست که درباره مشکل خانوادگی هست.
Battle with your health.
نبردی هست که اگر در مورد سلامتی شما هست.
Battle in your body.
نبردی هست که در درون بدن شماست.
Battle against what the doctor has told you is wrong with you.
و نبردی که واقعا نمیدونی که چه مشکلی هست و من نمیتونم باش بجنگم، راهشو نمیدونم.
Some of us don't even know what to do.
واقعا خیلی از ما نمیدونیم که حقیقتا باید چه کاری انجام بدیم.
You are at a point in your life now.
در هر جایی در زندگیت که هستی الان،
you are totally confused.
و کاملا قاطی کردی و نمیدونی که باید چه کار بکنی.
Ask God right now.
از خداوند همین لحظه بخوا.
Show me.
و بگو خداوند به من نشون بده.
How to win this battle.
چجوری این نبرد رو پیروز بشم.
Ask.
بخواید. همین الان.
And you shall receive.
و 100% خداوند به شما خواهد داد اون جواب رو.
Seek.
بخواهید. بطلبید.
And you shall find.
شما پیدا خواهید کرد.
Knock.
در بزن. در را بکوبید.
And it shall be opened unto you.
در باز خواهد شد بر شما.
That is what Jesus promised.
این اون چیزی است، وعده‌ای است که عیسی مسیح به تک تک ما داده.
And tonight.
و امشب.
You have received.
شما دریافت خواهید کرد.
How to win that battle.
که چجوری این نبرد رو پیروز بشید.
And you will win that battle.
و برنده خواهید شد. غلبه خواهید کرد 100%.
In the name of Jesus.
در نام عیسی مسیح.
Please lift up your hands and thank God that you have won the battle.
دستمون رو بلند کنیم و شکرگزاری کنیم و بخوایم از خداوند. بگیم.
The battle in your marriage.
بله خداوند.
The battle in your home.
هر نبردی که در زندگیت هست.
The battle in the workplace.
هر نبردی که هست. در هر قسمت با همسایت در محل کارت.
The battle
با خانواده‌ات.
Barrenness.
هر مشکلی.
The battle of homelessness.
بیخونه هستی.
The battle of poverty.
فقر هست.
Thank God that you have won.
خداوند ایمان داریم که ما غلبه میکنیم با قدرت نامتون.
Because God says.
برای که خداوند گفته.
Because you have asked.
و اگر به خاطر همین که ما امشب از خداوند خواستیم.
You shall receive.
ما دریافت خواهیم کرد.
In Jesus name.
در نام عیسی مسیح.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now.
حالا.
In this book.
در کتاب داوران.
Of Judges chapter 1.
در فصل اول کتاب داوران.
You see God telling them how to win the battle.
خداوند به قوم خودش میگه که چه جوری میشه که در این نبرد پیروز بشید.
If you go to Joshua chapter 6.
در کتاب هوشع فصل 6.
Another battle.
نبرد دیگه ای هست.
And this battle.
و این نبرد.
Was against Jericho.
بر علیه جبونیانه.
And here.
و در اینجا.
You will also.
و هم دقیقاً همون اتفاق میفته.
How? How do we win the battle against microphone? Just give me a new battery. Don't bind the devil. There's no devil to be bound. Just give me a new battery. End of story. In Joshua chapter 6.
در کتاب هوشع فصل 6.
God now gave Joshua.
حالا خداوند به یوشع.
A battle plan.
نقشه نبرد رو میده.
On how to conquer Jericho.
که چجوری غلبه بکنه بر شهر اریها.
Different battle.
جنگ ها با هم فرق میکنه، هر جنگی روش خودش رو داره.
Different strategy.
استراتژی مختلفی هم داره هر نبردی.
Second Chronicles.
دوم کتاب تثنیه.
Chapter 20.
فصل 12 کتاب ببخشید تواریخ. فصل چپتر
20 from verse 1.
فصل 20 از آیه 2.
Second Chronicles. What is Chronicles in Farsi?
Tabarik.
Tabarik. What is two? in fasting.
Do.
Do tabarik.
Do tabarik.
What is 20 in fasting?
Beast.
Do tabarik.
Beast.
Beast. In the name of Jesus.
Nome Jesus.
We overcome every beast. In Jesus' name. 2 Chronicles 20.
Dovom tabarik. Fast the beast.
Moabites.
What verse is?
From verse 1.
As Oye Aval.
Ava is 1.
1, yes.
Yes. Do is 2.
Do is 2, yeah.
And beast is 20.
Yes. That's Holy Spirit teaching you for sinners.
Glory be to God. Moabites. Verse 1.
خب از اولش اینجوری میگه پس از آن
Ammonites.
Moabian.
Meunites.
Ammonian.
Came against Jehoshaphat.
همراه با برخی از معونیان جنگ یهوشا به جنگ یهوشافات رفتند.
Another battle.
این یک نبرد دیگه است.
And then Jehoshaphat.
و یهوشافات
did what we are doing tonight.
اون کاری کرد که امشب ما انجام دادیم.
Verse 4.
در آیه 4 میگه که
And Judah
مردمان یهودا
assembled
گرد آمدند
to seek help from the Lord
تا از خداوند یاری بطلبند.
From all the cities of Judah
در تمام شهرهای یهودا مردم جمع شدند.
They came to seek the Lord
جمع شدند و همه با هم از خداوند طلب کردند.
Different battle
این یک نبرد فرق می‌کرد. این نبرد متفاوت بود.
Different battle plan
و یک نقشه متفاوتی داشت.
Because God showed them
برای اینکه خداوند به اونها نشون داد.
Because they asked
به اون دلیل که از خداوند طلب کردند.
King David
داوود پادشاه.
If you study King David
اگر کتاب
I like the way you are smiling.
داوود پادشاه رو خونده باشید داستانشو.
That boy there.
Yeah.
His name is King David.
اسم اون پسر کوچولوه داوود پادشاه است.
If you study King David in the Bible.
اگه داستان داوود پادشاه رو در کتاب مقدس خونده باشی.
Every time he went to different battles.
هر بار که به نبردهای مختلفی میرفت.
You will see where it is written.
می‌بینیم که اون همونجوری که نوشته شده
And David inquired from the Lord.
داوود پادشاه از خداوند طلب می‌کرد.
Should I go this way?
من باید از این ور برم از این راه برم؟
Or should I go that way?
یا از اون راه برم؟
You will see that God gave King David
می‌بینیم که خداوند به داوود پادشاه
a battle plan
نقشه اون نبرد رو میداد
for the different battles
برای هر نبرد متفاوتی که بود.
I say tonight
و همچنین که امشب من میگم که
you have received a battle plan
امشب شما رسید دریافت کردید اون نقشه نبرد رو امشب
and you will win that battle
و شما پیروز خواهید بود در اون نبرد
in the name of Jesus
در نام عیسی مسیح.
Of these three
در این سه بخش
examples we have seen
در این سه مثالی که امشب من برای شما زدم
we can see something that is common with the three of them
یک چیزی است که مشترک در هر این سه مثالی که من زدم امشب برای شما
the battle of the Israelites in Judges chapter 1
نبردی که قوم اسرائیل در کتاب داوران داشتن فصل اول
the battle of the Israelites against Jericho
نبرد دومی که قوم اسرائیل بر علیه شهر اریها داشتند
and the battle of Judah against all those ait
و نبرد قوم یهود پادشاه یهودا بر علیه همه اون اقوامی که بر علیه اونا بودند
ait
yes
because ait does not have Farsi translation.
Yes. It معنی فارسی نداره ait.
What is the common thing we see there?
چیز مشترکی که در این مثال ها همش با هم بود چی بود؟
Praise.
دعا.
The first one said Judah will go up.
اولی گفت که قوم یهود همه با هم دعا کردن و گفت یهودا رو خداوند بلند کرد.
Judah means praise.
یهودا به معنی دعاست.
Judah means thanksgiving.
یهودا به معنای شکرگزاری هست.
Judah is you are saying I can only win by the grace of God.
یهودا به معنای این هست که ما فیض و رحمت خدا رو دریافت می‌کنیم.
Not by my power.
این نه قدرت ماست.
Not by my might.
نه بعد ذهن و فکر ماست.
But by the spirit of God.
فقط از روح خداست.
The battle.
نبرد.
We see in Jericho.
در نبرد اریها اون چیزی که ما می‌بینیم.
Same thing.
به حتمی هست.
The battle of Judah against all those ites.
نبرد قوم یهود بر علیه همه قدرت‌های اطراف اونها.
Same thing.
حتما 100% پیروز شدند.
God told them to praise him.
خدا از اونها خواست که دعا بکنند و اسم اونو بلند کنند.
And he said when they praise him,
وقتی که اونها خدا رو بلند کردند، اسم خدا رو بلند کردند،
he will fight.
خداوند برای اونها جنگید.
So whatever you are going through,
اون چیزی که الان ما از که با هم خوندیم،
whatever battle your children are facing,
معنا و مفهومش اینه که در هر نبردی که ما رو در رو هستیم در زندگی،
maybe in school,
شاید مدرسه باشه،
maybe in your own workplace,
در جایی که کار میکنی محل کارت باشه،
battle with your own body,
نبردی باشه که تو در مریضی که در درون بدنت هست،
praise,
دعا کردن،
praise God,
و پرستش خداوند.
Now I want to end with two things.
و میخوام با دو تا موضوع تموم کنم.
Number one.
شماره یک.
This morning.
امروز صبح.
Is day number four.
امروز روز چهارم بود.
Because about almost over, I'll say over a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Approximately.
تقریبا دو از دو هفته قبل.
Yes. I began to feel restless.
من احساس خستگی می‌کردم.
I could not understand fully.
دقیقاً نمی‌فهمیدم که روح خدا داره در من چیکار می‌کنه.
As a pastor,
به عنوان شبان کلیسا,
I know I did not call myself.
من میدونم که چه چیزی میتونم خودم حالا صدا بزنم با این عنوان.
To pastor people.
که مردم رو شبانی بکنم.
My wife and I did not call ourselves.
این چیزی نیست که واقعا من و خانومم خودمون رو صدا میزنیم.
God called us.
خدا هست که شما رو به این نام میخونه.
Because God called us to lead people.
خداوند ما رو خونده که مردم رو هدایت بکنیم، راهنمایی بکنیم.
From time to time.
در هر زمانی.
God will show us things that are happening to people.
خداوند به ما نشون میده که زمانی که اتفاقی که قراره بیفته برای مردم.
Or things that are about to happen to people.
یا اون چیزی است که امکان داره در آینده اتفاق بیفته برای مردم.
And it would be irresponsible.
و میتونه مسئولیت پذیری نباشه از طرف ما در این مورد.
That God will show us something that is about to happen.
ولی وقتی که خدا به ما نشون میده یک اتفاقی که قراره در آینده بیفته.
And we don't want people.
We don't want people. و ما نمیخوایم.
Like I'm warning you. Be careful. Yeah. Be careful. Interpret it well.
Yes.
Yeah. That one. So one. That we don't want people.
We don't want.
Yeah. It will be not responsible of us not to warn people.
وقتی که ما احساس این مسئولیت نکنیم که مردم پیروز بشن، برنده بشن.
So as a result of what happened to me, I would say,
در نتیجه اون چیزی که در من اتفاق افتاد,
I did not really understand.
من واقعا نمی‌فهمیدم.
But then we started having babies born in this church.
یه دفعه شروع شد در کلیسای ما چند تا بچه به دنیا اومدن, چند تا نوزاد به دنیا اومدن.
And we were all happy.
و همه خوشحال بودند از این اتفاق.
We were celebrating.
و ما جشن می‌گرفتیم, شادی می‌کردیم.
We were rejoicing.
و خیلی خیلی شوق اشتیاق زیادی به کلیسا اومده بود. میرقصیدیم، خوشحال بودیم.
We are dancing.
میرقصیدیم همونجوری.
But then in the midst of the dancing and celebrating,
و در این میانه‌ای که ما میرقصیدیم و خوشحالی می‌کردیم،
that children have been born,
که فرزندان جدیدی برای کلیسا به دنیا اومدن،
a battle.
این یک نبرد بود که شروع شد.
Because the enemy is not happy.
چون دشمن خوشحال نیست از این اتفاق.
And it is in the midst of celebration. When we're celebrating.
وقتی که ما شادی می‌کردیم و جشن می‌گرفتیم.
That we usually drop our defenses.
وقتی که ما در جشن و پایکوبی هستیم، یک دفعه اون نیروی دفاعی خودمون رو از دست می‌دیم.
There was a king in the Bible.
و همونجوری که در کتاب مقدس کتاب پادشاهان
میگه. He was celebrating his birthday.
او پادشاه وقتی که داشت پادشاه شادی میکرد به خاطر اون نبردی که برده بود.
He was so happy.
و خیلی خوشحال بود.
So dancing.
باش میرقصید و شادی میکرد.
Drunk.
مست شده بود از شراب.
And he made a promise in the midst of his celebration. He dropped his defense.
و داشت با همه مردم این جشن و پایکوبی رو شیر کرده بودن، اون نیروی دفاعی خودشون رو از دست دادند.
And told the daughter of his stepdaughter, the daughter of his wife, Potiphar. The daughter uh-huh. of his wife.
دختر زنش.
Anything you want, I will give you.
گفت که هر چی که بخوای من به تو میدم. اون پادشاه مست شراب شده بود.
Because he was happy.
خاطر اینکه خیلی خوشحال بود.
He dropped his guard.
اون سپر خودش رو از دست داده بود، انداخته بود.
And the enemy
و دشمن
saw that this is an opportunity.
دید از این فرصت استفاده کرد.
To cut the head of John the Baptist.
تا گردن یحیای تعمیددندان از سرش جدا بکنه.
When we are celebrating.
وقتی که ما جشن میگیریم.
We drop our defense.
ما دفاع خودمون رو از دست میدیم.
The enemy studies us.
و دشمن ما رو میبینه.
And knows that that is the time to strike.
و میفهمه که این لحظه‌ای است که میتونه حمله بکنه.
I was the best man to someone once in a wedding. My friend was getting married. I was his best man.
من ساقدوش یک دوستان بودم که ازدواج کرده بود.
And I was happy for him.
و خیلی براش خوشحال بودم.
That was getting married.
ازدواج کرده بود.
And you know, I too wanted to start dancing with him.
می‌خواستم باهاش شروع بکنم برقصم و باهاش شادی بکنم.
But the night to his wedding ceremony.
از اون شب تا روز ازدواج عروسیش.
We were praying.
ما دعا کردیم با هم.
And God began to speak to me.
و خدا من شروع کرد با قلب من صحبت کرد.
That this is going. There's going to be a battle tomorrow.
که یک نبرد بزرگی خواهد بود فردا.
When everybody is dancing,
وقتی که همه داشتن میرقصیدند,
you best man,
تو ای ساقدوش داماد,
don't dance.
تو نباید برقصی. اون چیزی بود که خدا به من گفت اونشب.
If you are getting married,
اگر تو ازدواج کنی, زمانی که تو ازدواج بکنی,
you will expect your best man to be happy and dance with you.
تو انتظارت اینه که ساقدوش با تو خوشحالی بکنه و کنار تو برقصه.
But then your best man is not dancing when you are celebrating on your wedding day.
و وقتی که در شب عروسی تو ساقدوش کنار تو نمیرقصه.
How will you feel?
چه احساسی داری؟
People came to tell me that what's wrong with me because on the wedding day I stood like a soldier behind him.
من در اون شب عروسی به عنوان ساقدوش مردم می اومدن و به من میگفتن چه مرگته، چه بلای سرت اومده، چرا نمیرقصی؟ ولی من به عنوان اون نگهبان ها حافظ اون داماد پشت سرش واسطه بودم.
And I was watching everybody.
و همه رو داشتم دقیق نگاه میکردم.
They said they should come and do bridal dance.
و حالا میگفتن بیاین که همه مثل این نو رقصی که هستن میرقصن برقصن.
They were dancing.
اینجوری میرقصیدن.
Everybody was dancing.
I can't do.
Yes. I stood like a soldier.
ولی من همینجوری وایساده بودم پشت اون داماد.
I was looking left.
من به چپ و راست نگاه می‌کردم.
I was looking right.
Yeah.
Because God revealed that there's a battle.
برای اینکه خداوند برای من آشکار کرده بود که یک نبردی در پیشه.
The night before.
در اون شب قبل از اون اتفاق عروسی.
That I should be on guard.
و من باید حالت اون نقش اون نگهبان رو بازی میکردم.
So they were dancing.
وقتی که اونا داشتن میرقصیدن.
My friend was dancing with his wife.
و اون داماد با زنش داشت میرقصید. عروس داماد با هم میرقصیدن.
They were doing step.
و حالا هم این کار.
They were going down. I was watching.
من نگاه میکردم دقیق.
Then,
پس از اون,
I saw an old woman.
یه پیرزن رو دیدم.
And she was dancing.
پیرزنم داشت میرقصید.
And coming towards my friend.
اومد پیش دوماد.
And his wife.
و عروس.
She didn't know I saw her.
ولی اون متوجه نبود که من دارم نگاهش میکنم.
As she got close to my friend and his wife.
نزدیک عروس دوماد شد.
She just quickly opened a wrapper.
لباسش رو زد بالا.
And brought out a black handkerchief.
و یه دفعه یک اسلحه‌ای در آورد از اینجاش.
And she was coming towards them.
داشت نزدیک میشد به اون عروس دوماد.
Especially towards the wife.
مخصوصا طرف زنه عروس.
Me, bodyguard.
ولی من اونجا بادیگارد بودم، وایساده بودم.
I jumped in front of her.
یه دفعه پریدم وسط.
I said go.
و بهش گفتم برو بیرون.
Go away.
انداختمش بیرون.
There was a battle.
این یک نبرد بود.
I thought the battle had ended.
و فکر میکردم که نبرد اینجا تموم شده.
My friend got married.
که دوست من عروسیش تموم شد و با هم ازدواج کرده.
And lost his job.
ولی اونجا کارش رو از دست داد.
For the first 2 years of his marriage.
دو سال اول ازدواجش.
No job.
هیچ لذت و شادی در زندگیش نبود.
All the people that were, all the business he tried.
کار نداشت.
All the business he was trying.
و همه بیزنس ها رفته بود پایین، رکود اقتصادی بود.
Nothing was working.
و هیچ امیدی نبود.
He married.
ازدواجش.
And another battle started. Another battle.
این یک نبرد دیگه ای بود.
We won a battle on his wedding day.
ما اون نبرد روز عروسیشو بردیم.
But the days after his wedding.
ولی روزهای بعد از ازدواجش.
Another battle.
نبرد دیگه شروع میشد.
But there was nobody behind him.
ولی اینجا دیگه کسی نبود پشتش باش.
But I've come to tell you.
ولی این چیزی رو میخوام که به شما بگم.
God is behind you.
خدا پشت شما هست همیشه و هر لحظه.
He says surely.
خداوند میگه مطمئن باشید.
My goodness.
نیکویی من.
And mercy.
و رحمت من.
They follow you.
دنبال تو هست.
How many days?
چند روز.
All the days of your life.
تمام روزهای زندگیت.
But if we don't ask.
ولی اگر نپرسی.
We don't see.
نمیگیری، دریافت نمیکنی.
We don't receive.
دریافت نمیکنی. باید بخوای از خداوند و دریافت خواهی کرد.
Some of us are fighting battles now.
امروز ما اینجا هستیم که در نبرد هستیم.
And you don't know what to do.
و نمیدونی باید چی کار بکنی.
But tonight.
ولی امشب.
As you praise the Lord.
به خدا رو میپرستیم و شکرگزاری میکنی و دعا میکنی که تو امین هستی و تو به ما نشون میدی.
Now, the last thing I want to say.
آخرین چیزی که میخوام بگم.
I was praying because of what God was stirring inside me.
من شروع کردم به دعا کردن چون خداوند داشت در درون من کار میکرد.
And I told my wife.
و من به خانمم گفتم که.
And in the midst of us celebrating babies were born in this church.
زمانی که ما داشتیم جشن میگرفتیم که این نوزادا به دنیا اومده بودن در کلیسای ما.
The devil came after one of our children in this church.
و یک دفعه شیطان اومد و علیه یکی از این نوزادا کاری رو انجام داد.
But by the glory and the grace of God.
ولی به خاطر فیض و رحمت خداوند.
The devil lost.
شیطان شکست خورد.
And he will keep losing.
و شکست خواهد خورد.
Because God showed us the battle plan.
به خاطر اینکه خداوند به ما نشون داد که نقشه نجات چی هست.
And what was the battle plan?
و نقشه نجات نقشه جنگ چی بود؟
To praise him.
دعا.
To get everybody to praise him.
همه رو جمع کنیم و با هم دعا بکنیم در اتحاد.
But as a leader.
و از به عنوان یک رهبر.
As leaders.
و رهبران این کلیسا.
My wife and I, we lost our sleep.
من و خانومم و همه رهبران کلیسا خواب و از چشمام دور کردیم. نخوابیدیم.
I started waking up very early in the morning.
از صبح زود شروع کردیم به دعا کردن.
To do what God first commanded us to do.
که خداوند به ما نشون بده که چه کاری رو باید انجام بدیم.
And he told us to tell the whole church.
و به ما گفت که به همه کلیسا بگیم که
After we have done the 7 days, our own 7 days.
و این بگیم که تمام کل 7 روز از اول هفته تا آخر هفته
To tell the church.
به همه کلیسا بگیم که
From the 1st of September.
از اول سپتامبر
To the 7th of September.
تا 3 سپتامبر
Every morning.
هر روز
we rise
هر صبح بلند شیم
Very early.
خیلی زود صبح خیلی زود
Why very early? I was asking the Lord.
چرا خیلی صبح خیلی زود؟
He said go and check what happened.
به خاطر اینکه اون به ما گفت که
To Jehoshaphat.
که همون اتفاقی که برای یهوشافات افتاد.
They rose up early in the morning.
که صبح اول وقت از خواب بیدار شد.
To begin to praise the Lord.
شروع کرد به دعا کردن به حضور خداوند.
He said go and check what happened at Jericho.
و همینجوری اتفاقی که در نبرد اریها افتاد.
Joshua chapter 6.
در کتاب هوشع فصل 6
The rose up early.
خیلی صبح خیلی زود بیدار شدند.
To praise the Lord.
تا دعا بکنند.
And God gave me the third scripture.
و خداوند این دو قسمت از کلام خدا رو به من نشون داد.
Was three now.
ولی سه تا بود.
سه تا بود.
Yeah.
Okay. That have you noticed that the Lord Jesus
اینو حالا واقعا گرفتید که عیسی مسیح
When does he rise up?
وقتی که بلند میشه از مردگان
Very early.
صبح خیلی زود بود.
Before it is day.
قبل از اینکه آفتاب طلوع بکنه.
To begin to commune.
تا این ارتباط رو بین ما و خدا برقرار بکنه.
With his Father in heaven.
با اون پدر آسمانی ما.
And then one day
و یک روز
His disciples noticed that he's always praying very early in the morning.
اینو فهمیدن که عیسی مسیح صبحای خیلی زود بیدار میشه و شروع به دعا میکنه.
So one of them asked him.
و یکی از اونا از عیسی مسیح پرسید.
They came to Jesus.
اومد و از عیسی مسیح پرسید.
And asked him.
و ازش خواست که.
Master.
استاد.
Teach us.
به ما هم یاد بده.
How to pray.
که چگونه دعا بکنیم.
And then what did he say?
عیسی مسیح گفت
He showed them the strategy.
و عیسی مسیح بهشون گفت باید طبق یک استراتژی کار انجام بدید.
What is the strategy?
و استراتژی چی بود؟
He said when you pray
وقتی که دعا میکنید
say
بگید که
Our Father
ای پدر ما
who
که
at in heaven
در آسمانی
What's the next thing?
نام تو مقدس باد ملکوت تو بیاید
To hallow his name means to praise him.
اراده تو آنچنان که آسمان انجام می‌شود بر زمین نیز کرده شود.
Praise.
دعا.
First strategy.
این اولین استراتژی است.
As you praise him.
که دعا کنی.
He begins to fight.
و شروع به جنگ بکنیم.
And he begins to show you the strategy.
و خداوند به ما نشون میده اون استراتژی نبرد.
For every single specific battle.
در هر نبردی خواستی که در زندگی ما هست
I am telling you
من به شما میگم که
I have proven it
من اینو به شما قول میدم
and it is working
این کار میکنه عمل میکنه این استراتژی
See this building we are in
در این ساختمون
They told us we are not going to have this building
به ما گفت که ما میتونیم این ساختمون رو داشته باشیم این وعده خدا بود برای ما
For those who remember
کسی از اینجا یادش بیاد
God interrupted our sleep
که خداوند به ما گفت که
I obeyed first
که اول باید اطاعت بکنیم از خدا
And then I called the whole church
و از همه کلیسا خواستم
We are going to praise God for
باید بریم و در حضور خدا دعا کنیم
7 days
برای 7 روز
And we woke up
و از زمانی که
And we were chanting
و شروع کردیم به دعا کردن
Yahweh Sabaoth
شروع کردیم این سرود رو
خوندیم
خداوند
The Lord of hosts reveal your glory, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh
Sabaoth.
God said, tell everybody we will chant this every single day for 7 days.
هر روز اینو تکرار میکردیم برای 7 روز.
And God has done it.
و خداوند انجام
داد. That's why you are seated in this.
به این خاطر که الان ما نشستیم در این ساختمون. همینجا نشستیم.
This time.
و الان.
God said.
خداوند به ما میگه که.
Tell everybody.
و همه بگو.
Who shall go up first?
کی اول به؟
Everybody rise to your feet.
همه بلند شیم و روی پاهامون بیستیم.
I need all the instrumentalists. I'm still feeling some heaviness. Please receive a garment of praise right now. Say, Lord, just say with your mouth, Father, clothe me with a garment of praise. You are going to jump. You are going to run. I saw something very, 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 very crazy. I will tell us at the point at which we are going to do it. But every heaviness is gone. Become restless tonight. Are you not tired of fighting that same battle? The same battle over and over over your children. The same battle over and over against your husband, your wife. The same battle over your children. In the workplace, you can't hold down a job. You are losing jobs. You don't even know what you're doing. You're always confused. Battle against depression. Receive a garment of praise. Every spirit of heaviness is lifted now. In the name of Jesus. Please lift up the body of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit said we should eat the body of Jesus, drink the blood of Jesus, to receive strength, to become part of Him, so we can praise Him. So right now, I have received the commandment of the Lord. Bring that scripture up in Corinthians, please. Please open. You are receiving strength. Please look around you if anybody needs help. And as we eat the body of Jesus and drink His blood, we become part of Him. And when we are part of Him, we have strength. Whatever you brought tonight, the children are in their uniform. You came with whatever your career is or whatever you're trusting God for. Whatever represents it, when we begin to chant Judah, you raise it up, dance with it, jump with it. We are going to praise the Lord with every instrument according to Psalm 150. And then we are going to dance around. I don't know how we are going to do it. I saw it. The last time I saw this kind of a thing was when God, my wife will remember, sent us to a church in Manchester to go and minister. Listen. Everybody, we're going to go around, and please, nobody should stay in the middle, because you are going to represent Jericho. If they are marching around and you are in the middle, they will knock you down. So I don't know how we're going to do it, but we can form maybe in threes, in fours, and we're just going to go around, and we are going to do it tonight 7 times. 7. Wait till Sunday evening. When is the final? God is just revealing strategy. And as you are joking around and singing, please, nobody should remain on their seat. So find a way to join the... If you can just create some ways and remove some seats so that we have people just going around. We're going to count 7 times and we're going to sing. But before then, let's receive the body of Jesus. Please bring that scripture up quickly. In Corinthians, you should know it by now, media. And please, if anybody's struggling to open the bread, help them. On behalf of the children you have raised altars for, who may not have understanding, that's why you are raising this altar on their behalf. They can't understand communion, so don't force them to take it. But make them dance. For I've received of the Lord, please everybody lift up the body of Jesus represented by the bread. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. Father, we thank you that we have won this battle. Father, I thank you. Please thank him with your own lips. You showed me what to do. I know what to do right now. I thank you. Break the bread, symbolic of the yoke being broken and the burden being lifted. Break it. And he said, take it. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Please eat the body of Jesus and receive the body and become part of the body of Jesus tonight. If you don't know Jesus, this is a good time to say, I acknowledge you as my Lord. Lift up the cup. Strength. Strength. Now you are part of the body of Jesus. Now receive cleansing by the blood. The Bible says in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Listen, Jesus said, except you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no part in me. What you have done tonight is to say, I am part of you. I am part of the body of Jesus. And no weapon formed or fashioned against me shall prosper. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Please drink, and we are going to declare something, and then we will sing 7 times. We go around. Instrumentalists, make sure they don't go around you. They are going in front of you. Please drink right now. Please bring Isaiah 54 verse 7. 7 times. Please. It's an instruction. Verse 17. This is what God showed me we're going to do. Every battle has what? A strategy. Isaiah 54 verse 17. You are just going to declare with the strength you have in you now. And this is how you will do it. That no weapon that is fashioned against me henceforth shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn in the name of Jesus. You are going to do that on behalf of yourself, on behalf of everybody you put on that altar, your children, your spouse, whether they are here or not, it doesn't matter. It's an altar, and the altar will speak. So you are going to say, in the name of Jesus, please say it like you mean it. You have received strength. No weapon that is formed against me, henceforth, from today, shall prosper. Today, I say, every tongue that is rising against me in judgment, I condemn in the name of Jesus. Wherever my name is being mentioned, whatever tongue is calling my name, I condemn that tongue that is rising against me.
در نام عیسی مسیح.
That tongue that is saying I won't get that job.
من میگم با زبان اعلام میکنم که من اون کاری که نیاز دارم دریافت میکنم.
That tongue that is rising against my business.
هر زبانی که بر علیه من باشه، بر علیه کار شغل من.
That tongue that is rising against my marriage.
هر زبانی که بر علیه زندگی زناشویی من باشه.
That tongue that is rising against my health.
به هر زبانی که بر علیه سلامتی من باشه.
I condemn you. In the name of Jesus, please pray. Using that verse 17, in the name of Jesus, no weapon formed or fashioned against me. You cannot prosper. This is my heritage. I am a servant of the Lord. My righteousness is of God. Everywhere, only follow I attend you. Kofoura Ladebo, it has been mentioned.
اعلام میکنم خداوند.
Tongue rising against me in judgment.
امروز
I condemn that tongue in the name of Jesus.
هر زبانی، هر کلامی
over my wife.
علیه من. بر علیه خانواده من.
Over Noah. Over Joshua. Over everyone you have given us spiritual oversight.
هر کسی.
Over those who call us daddy and mommy. Over every spiritual son and daughter. I say, no weapon formed or fashioned against you shall prosper. You won't lift the sword. This is the battle strategy. You will praise the Lord. He will discomfit every enemy. Wherever your name is being mentioned, as you dance round, every wall of oppression, every wall of limitation begins to fall. Everybody take position. Nobody sitting. Just take position. I will tell us we're going to count 7 times. Just take position. That is the head point. From here, everybody round like that. Get off. If you stay in the middle, that means you are Jericho, you are going to be conquered. In the name of Jesus, you are more than a conqueror. So what will happen is that this is the lead. They will go, just follow, and I will be counting. And then when we finish counting, instrumentalist, just drop the instruments. The people there, unless you've joined, I don't think you can join now. The media people, you can join. Get off behind that thing. All right? So the instrumentalist, we don't want to leave you. So when they finish counting 7, you drop the instruments, get out of there, and then you turn, run round 7. No. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are privileged people. You are the Levites. Just run around this altar 7 times. Father, thank you. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Are we ready? Listen, somebody's looking at their time. I am sorry for you, and I'm saying this without any apology. If you get a summon to the hospital now that there's an evil report against your health, you won't look at your time. You better finish this that you have started and join 5:30 a.m. tomorrow, because we still have 3 more days to go. But this is the strategy so far. Are we ready? Lift up your hands, everybody. Father, clothe me with a garment of praise. Clothe me. Let's go. Come on, musicians. Let's go. Singers. You too. I think you can circle here. Are we ready?
Judah.
I will tell you where to start. Let's go.
Judah.
Please bring this psalm up. Ezekiel, was that psalm? Psalm 52. Is it 54? Is it? That God has done it. Please give them in the media. We're all going to read it. And please, you can go home after this. Go home praising God. Every root of bitterness is gone. Unforgiveness, malice, strife. God has made you the head of the heathen. God has delivered you from the strivings of the people. The people you don't know, they will serve you. Please look at the screen. And if Kurush can please help our fasted brethren. Psalm 52. You can grab a microphone for this final word. Thank you. Can you please give Kurush? Okay. So we're all going to declare this. And we're going home.
مزمور 52.
Okay. So
از آیه 9.
We'll do it at the same time. Are we ready? Can you see what's on the screen? Let me say it and then you understand. It says, I will. It's your personal decision. I will. Set your will. We have 3 more days to go. That I will praise you forever. Because you have done it. And in the presence of your saints, I will wait on your name, for it is good. I told the media, after this display all the names, thank the Lord, call the names and go home. That's the end of the service tonight. Are we ready? Do you have all the names? It says, because I will wait on your name. Call all his names and his name will begin to work for you. Okay? When we finish. Are we ready? Yeah. Okay, let's read the scripture together.
No, not now.
After we read the scripture, display all the names, we'll call the names and we'll go. 1, 2, go. I will praise you forever. Because you have done it. And in the presence of your saints, I will wait on your name, for it is. These are the names. Let's call the names out. Elohim. Rock. Elohim. Yahweh. El. Elion.
El Shaddai.
Adonai. El Rohi. Yahweh. Sabaoth. El Shaddai. Yahweh El Olam. Yahweh Yireh. Yahweh Elohim. El Betel. Heya Hu. Heya. Yahweh Rafeka. Yahweh Rafa. Yahweh Nisi. El Kana. Yahweh Shalom. Yahweh Rohi. His name is Jesus. Good night. See you 5:30. Good night, everybody. 5:30.